Sonic County 911. What's the address of the emergency?
The story is true.
Summit County Justice Files.
All true stories here on the Summit County Justice Files. It's your weekly dose of law and order, Summit County style, brought to you by Crystal 93 and the Summit County Sheriff's Office. I'm Tom Fricke from Crystal 93, and I'm here with Summit County Sheriff Jamie Fitzsimons in the Summit County Sheriff's Office. We're here to inform and educate and engage with our community.
Now, before we get started, just a quick disclaimer, Tom. The Justice Files exclude some of the more serious and sensitive offenses, as well as ongoing investigations that could jeopardize prosecution. And of course, everyone accused of a crime is presumed innocent until proven guilty in a court of law.
Crime may not pay, but it sure makes for some interesting stories, so buckle up as we dive into the latest criminal activity, the lessons learned, and yes, more than just a few moments of law enforcement levity, because that's what we do. Justice is serious business, but a little humor never hurt anyone, unless, of course, it was a crime of bad jokes. Let's get into it. Not the bad jokes, the crimes. There was a woman who reported that she was assaulted by a group of people that she had met while snowboarding with an acquaintance. And after spending the day snowboarding and hanging out together that evening, she said something that offended two members of the group, which led to a physical altercation.
This is one of those ones where we talk about, like, I have so many questions.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Just by the lead-in.
Somebody told a bad snowboarding joke.
You know what I mean? Like, So the story goes that, you know, she tried to leave this situation. This is what she told the deputies, and that she was persuaded to stay, and then she was attacked again by these two individuals. She took off, she got her car, drove away, went home, called a friend, and 2 hours later, her friend arrived and convinced her to go to the hospital. Turns out that she had a concussion.
Oh, my gosh.
Several broken ribs.
Wow.
And a whole bunch of other injuries. By the time the detectives, the deputies, and the detectives got involved, there was restraining orders issued, arrest warrants issued. The two people were charged with multiple crimes, including assault and criminal mischief. I mean, this is why I said, what happened?
Yeah. Like,
right?
So do we have the full story as to what, where,
yeah,
when,
it might
why?
Be its own episode.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
It's that good.
I don't have it here. I have just the cliff notes. But I mean, I look at this and I go, wow.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, so you're snowboarding, you meet some people.
You wind up with physical injuries.
And you wind up in the hospital with broken bones and a concussion?
Man.
Okay. Hmm. Okay.
Many questions.
Like I said, it's probably its own episode. It's one of those ones that it's probably its own episode.
All right. Questions will be unanswered for now. Let's talk about a dog owner in unincorporated Frisco reported that his dog had brought home what appeared to be a human leg and a foot bone.
Sonic County 911, what's the address of the emergency?
Not an emergency, but I'm doing some spring cleanup around the yard, and one of our dogs turned up, looked like a leg bone from a deer at first, but it now, at closer examination, appears to be human.
Okay. And do you know where the dog found that bone?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Is that on your property? Okay.
Do you want to tell me?
Yeah, it's kind of right in between my property and my neighbor's, which is standing right next to me, so we kind of found it together.
About,
but,
just over there.
Yeah,
right there.
Right
there.
What? Okay. Can't I'm going to get this out to the Summit County Sheriff's Office, as you're in their jurisdiction at your address,
yeah.
And someone will be in touch.
Gotcha. Okay. Be here.
Thank you.
Thanks.
I thought you know where you found it. Yeah.
Yeah. Can you tell me?
a communication thing.
You know, he probably doesn't get out much.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Doesn't, exactly. Not used to talking to people.
So what kind of a bone did he find?
You know, I think this is like the third one we've talked about this year.
Oh, yeah.
This one was not human. Turned out to be it's going to be either coyote or a bear leg.
Oh.
Yeah. Interesting.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah. That's it. But, I mean, we talk about this because, you know, people here in Summit County find animal bones all the time.
Yeah.
And we talk about it all the time because they always call 911. It's always human. You know what I mean? Or alien.
Right.
And it's and it turns out that once we just, you know, take it to the corner and stuff, it's always animal. It's either a hunter has discarded them or a mountain lion or another predator has brought down an animal and dragged bones everywhere. It's yet to be human.
But there have been cases in the past where human remains have been discovered.
We do find human remains, and we find those human remains scattered, too, because predators, you know, eat the bones and chew them away and take them away. I mean, we've found them at the tops of mountains here. We've found them in the valleys. We've found them by the rivers. We find people a lot. And rarely is it like the movies or a cartoon, like we're all the skeletons all together.
Yeah, right.
Because
that doesn't happen.
Everything and anything has eaten it and taken the bone, you know, scattered away somewhere.
Well, thankfully, this was a case where a human was not involved.
I love the explanation, though. You know, I thought it was animal.
Yeah.
But now, I think it's human.
Hey, better to call an official with law enforcement than to just leave a question in your mind.
Always. Yeah. Please call. Please.
Let's talk about this DUI. A deputy observed a vehicle swerving significantly over the middle line of a roadway more than once and then failing to stop at a stop sign. A traffic stop was initiated.
How you doing, Sergeant Assistant at Summit County Sheriff's Office?
No tiene
licencia.
No.
Mica, pasaporte.
Nothing.
That's a fix. Start me a second. Quantas cervezas?
Three.
I thought you didn't speak English. What's your name?
Carlos.
Carlos. What's your last name, Carlos?
Now he doesn't speak English again.
I don't know.
Look, I don't know. I don't know.
Again, how much did you have to drink tonight?
Fricky. Fricky.
I don't know.
De nuevo, ¿cuánto tuviste que tomar esta noche?
Como tres cervezas.
How much? Three beers.
Frank, tell him to step over here, please.
Okay. Párate ahí atrás, por favor.
Keep your hands out of your pockets.
Saca las manos de la bolsa.
Face, turn me around.
Volteate y mira.
He's got another deputy there now. Okay. Instead of AI.
Whoa, translate.
Yeah.
Okay.
Jesus. All right. Tell him because he admitted drinking, and I saw his driving behavior, and I see his behavior standing, I'm going to ask him to consent to voluntary roadside maneuver. Okay. Is he willing to do that?
He said no.
No. Okay.
That was quick.
No le puedo hablar a mi mujer.
Turn around.
Voltate. En este momento estás bajo arresto por manejar bajo la influencia. Todavía no.
What do you want?
He wants to call his wife.
No. Not at this moment. Okay.
A drunk driver off the road and in cuffs.
Another severely drunk driver.
Wow.
This guy, you know, when they pulled him over and asked him to get out of his car, he almost fell on his face getting out of his car.
Oh, my gosh.
Had to steady himself leaning against the car.
Wow.
You know, as often as we talk about, then they run him in the big computer.
Yes.
And, of course, his license is revoked for DUI.
Mm.
And, of course, there's a warrant out for his arrest for failing to appear in court on a DUI.
Wow.
So he's a bad guy. I mean, they got, I would say you got a killer off the street, right?
Definitely.
I mean, this guy's swerving down the road.
Oh, jeez.
He obviously has multiple DUIs, no license, no insurance, and doesn't really care other than his three beers.
Tres cerveza. That's all.
That's all.
That's all.
That's all.
Ay, ay, ay. Well, thank you for getting that guy off the
road.
Oh,
my God.
What a good thing. Wow. Let's talk about search and rescue. A mom and her juvenile son were hiking on Mount Royal, and at one point during their hike, they became cliffed out. They were unable to hike up or down.
Hi, I'm not sure what to do because we went hiking and we got off the path, and now we've been hiking all the way down, but we're like really stuck and it's super steep.
Okay.
I can see like football. I see all the houses. I see the West Bean. I don't know what we need.
Okay. Well, so you're hiking. You see the town. I'm going to send you a text really quick.
Okay.
And it's going to request that location. I want you to accept that because then I can see where you are right now. Okay?
Well, I mean, we're out and kind of in the open now, but it's just so steep. I mean, I see the West Main, what is that, a hotel?
If I only had a parachute.
Professional building.
Or a hang glider.
I mean, I can.
I'm waving. Can't you see
the bank pass while we're up high? You see, like, a log cabin.
Okay. How high is the cliff that you're by right now?
I mean, I can see everything.
High,
like, I can see people and stuff on their bikes. It's just that it seems so steep. But hold on. Let me see.
I'm here. Are you? Where are you? Is it still so steep?
Yeah.
So I'm going to put you on hold and hang out for a second, okay?
Okay.
Hang out for a second. Right. I'm going to ask you to hang out for a second.
Okay, okay. Are you still there?
Are you still hanging?
Okay, so I'm going to transfer you over to one of my special operators, and I'm going to send him a picture of where you are currently located, and he is going to talk to you down. We're not going to do a
cool
full blood response for this unless he thinks that it's necessary. But from where you're looking at and where I've described to you and just how close you are, I think he will be able to just get you down from where you're at.
Okay.
So hang on one, I'm going to transfer you over.
Okay.
A successful rescue?
Eventually. So this is one of those places, as we talk about with Quandary, Mount Royal, there's a couple other places here where people look for shortcuts and they look down and they see their car or right. They see people, like she said,
yeah.
I can see Frisco Main Street.
It's right down there. I see people.
So
they ride bikes. And
they start, because they're tired by the time they get up.
Yeah.
And they go, oh, this looks, and it starts really nice and easy and pretty. And before you know it, you're in a place where you can't go back up and you can't go down. The deputy one of our backcountry deputies did get to the mother and son and did determine, like, yeah, you're going to have to be rescued.
Oh, boy.
He couldn't get them out.
Yeah.
They actually had to send a team up there, the Summit County Rescue Group, and do what they call a high-angle rescue, where they're doing it with ropes and really a critical rescue. And eventually got them down to safer ground, and where they were able to walk to Frisco Main Street, where they could see.
They saw it from way up there.
But the lesson always is don't take shortcuts. If you're going to climb to the top, climb back the exact same way you climbed up.
Basically, in the backcountry, you're not going to find a bunch of signs that'll say, don't go beyond this point.
Oh, my gosh.
Danger, cliffs ahead.
Yeah.
No.
You know, just like they do at the top of the ski resorts with the back gates, maybe they should do that on these hiking trails.
Maybe
like,
they should.
You're
more
taking
signage.
Your life. Oh, God. Yeah.
Can you imagine?
Oh, my God.
Okay.
Okay, the sheriff did not
did
advocate
not.
For more signs.
No, he did not open that can of worms.
I take that back. Ooh, Tom, thank you.
There was a theft. A man from Copper Mountain noticed a skateboard for sale on Facebook Marketplace. And that skateboard had been stolen from him 2 years earlier. He contacted the seller and arranged to meet in order to buy the board. And afterward, he reported the situation to deputies.
Yeah, after.
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 Of course.
Because that makes so much sense.
Oh, yeah.
Tenacity, though. 2 years?
Wow.
You're going to keep looking?
I guess.
He deserved to get it back.
Yeah. Did he?
Oh, you got some audio on it.
How's it going?
Hi.
I'm Sean with the Summit County Sheriff's Office. Can I see what's in your other hand, please? So, real quick, this is a stolen skateboard.
A stolen skateboard?
Yeah.
Oh, I did not know that.
Okay.
This was inherited with my apartment, if I'm, being 100% honest. So I was just trying to make a quick buck.
So this gentleman is the owner. He doesn't want to pursue charge. He doesn't want to pursue charges.
It's all
right?
Yours. No, that's totally fine.
But we have to get the story. So what's
what an answer.
Yeah, I moved in like a year and a half ago, and this was just in the closet. and then all my other roommates moved out, so I just kind of inherited it. I did not know it was stolen. That's crazy. Yeah, I did not steal that. No.
We just want to learn from this, right? So he doesn't want to pursue any criminal charges against you.
No.
I'm still just going to document it in the report since it is a property.
Yeah.
Exchanging from your hands to his. I know that, like, it seems like it was inherited, but it just looks bad, right?
Yeah, no, I mean, like, everyone in my apartment moved out, and it was in my storage unit, so...
Gotcha.
It's like, I don't know, at that point, whose is it?
Right? Yeah, no, so there's going to be no criminal charges. Do you have any questions for us?
No, I just, this was a total misunderstanding. Yeah, I had no idea that, I didn't even know.
Even though it wasn't, it is now.
Do you have any other property that you think may be stolen?
Yeah.
It's best to just call us and be like, hey, I have abandoned property at my place.
Sure.
I want to know if it's stolen or not.
Yeah, no, like, I had never even like run into this sort of thing, so like... Yeah, honestly, if it ever happens again, I'll call you guys first then.
All right, well, we appreciate it.
Yep, thank you guys.
Yep. Yeah, sorry, man.
You good?
Wow. All's well that ends well, I guess. On
I
that
love
one.
The guy's reaction. Oh.
Stolen.
Wow.
I don't know.
Oh. Whoa.
So let's say he did call and reported some abandoned things in his storage, including that skateboard. If deputies showed up and saw that skateboard, would there be any way to tell if it was stolen?
No, only if the owner had put some sort of marking on it, some way to identify it.
Yeah.
This kid obviously had enough stuff on there where he knew it was his and able to prove it was his. Yeah. But I don't think there's any way that the guy that was trying to sell it would have known.
Exactly.
But, you know, it's amazing that people that get property stolen, I mean, there's a lot of people that are, I don't know about this tenacious 2 years later, but do scan the internet looking for their property. And we've had some success stories of doing this, setting up these reverse stings of trying to buy the stolen skis back or the stolen bike and actually get the thief, which is really rewarding.
Yeah.
You know, it's really great.
Well, and it's rare, too.
It's rare.
Yeah.
You know, usually stuff is parted out. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Much more valuable, parted out.
Yeah, and stuff that you'll never see again.
I'll never see again. Never. But this was a good one.
Yeah.
Especially with, oh, hey.
The board and owner reunited.
Yes, reunited to skateboard again down the 10-mile canyon.
Let's talk about this harassment case. Mountain safety personnel at Keystone Resort called deputies for assistance after an altercation between guests escalated when one of the guests pushed a lift operator. The suspect has fled into the woods after pushing the lifty, and despite a search, the suspect was not found, and the lifty opted not to participate in prosecution and didn't report any injuries.
We just had an altercation on the mountain. We had a guest push one of our lift maintenance personnel, and this gentleman is now kind of running away from anyone trying to get his pass from him. He's currently walking through some trees towards the bottom of the mountain, and Mountain Safety is requesting an SO at the bottom of a river run.
You said he's currently walking through the trees.
Sasquatch.
Yeah, he's between Orphan Boy and Camp Creek. Skiers right in the trees.
All right, we're going to get this out to a deputy.
Okay. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Yeah, no worries. Take care.
Bye-bye. Bye.
There wasn't a lot of snow in those trees, that's for sure. So I'm sure
that's why he was able to get away so quickly.
Exactly.
The fact that Mountain Safety is out on the mountain is kind of shocking.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, you know, we get into these shoving matches that occur on the mountain. You know, we've talked about some assaults with ski poles before. We've talked about it all. But, you know, it's interesting. Like when people run away like this, they're more concerned with losing their ski pass. Like you think that Mountain Safety, the first thing they would do is like rip the pass off you. You know what I mean?
Or sure.
Ask you for your, but to do it last, it's like, well, of course they're like, you're not taking my pass. I'm out of here.
I'm out of here.
I'm running. Gone. So anything to preserve that, and then you know the guy gets away. We couldn't find him because of the lack of snow. He was able to get away quickly.
Yeah,
that was a joke. But
like the past winner, a joke.
Yes. There it is.
There.
Yeah, we had more snow in the last 24 hours than we've had in a few months.
I think so. Yeah. Springtime in the Rockies.
Yes,
love it. Yeah. Well, there's a case of illegal camping when deputies received information that there were people camping at the Pine Cove campground with a campfire when it is clearly closed. Upon investigation, they found a couple and their two dogs camping in a developed site with an active campfire. What? Closed? Oh, couldn't have known that, could they?
The reason it's happening here is, how'd you guys get down here? It's all a closed campground.
Oh, we came around by the two below place. Okay. Yeah, we came around here and we went right there.
Okay. Yeah. You didn't think when you were driving past all the signs to say, like, authorized vehicles only and whatnot, that you shouldn't be back here?
I didn't see that the campgrounds
are completely empty, right?
Yeah.
Right. I mean, did you try to drive this main road and see the gate and then go around or what?
No. I usually come that way, around the 2 mile thing, but it's never closed whenever I come that way.
Okay, so you're well aware it's closed back here then?
Yeah.
Right? So why are you here?
I was just trying to, for Easter Sunday, I was just trying to come back here and just have a night here and then leave today.
Easter egg hunt, of course.
It's closed to everyone else, so you think you can just...
No, sir.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You see what my problem here is?
I understand.
And you're having a fire, you're, you know...
Sorry.
Which, there's no fire ban right now, but obviously, closed campground, you're doing it in a campground, so, like, they don't want you here during the fire.
In a controlled area, I'm sorry.
I snuck on the property, it was closed, and I'm sorry.
I love when they start describing how they did it, and you're like, so then you passed out. Those signs?
That closed sign?
Oh.
Oh, well, yeah.
The chain I want to...
Hey, those campgrounds are closed off pretty good too, so you had to go through some effort to get there.
And of course, there's no snow. Like right now, there's usually snow. So someone went, it's camping time. If there's no snow, there's camping season and ski season. Yeah, he got a citation.
Okay.
Yeah, he got a citation for being in the closed campground and for the fire.
Things you shouldn't do when you're not supposed to.
And Easter Sunday is no excuse.
Yeah.
There's no forgiveness.
None at all. None at all. There was a missing persons case. Deputies received a request to search for a potentially missing elderly couple who had not been heard from for over 2 days. The couple was supposed to leave Summit County to return to their main residence out of state. Their daughter reported that she hadn't heard from them since their intended departure and noted that their phones appeared to be turned off, preventing her from checking their location.
Sounds like they want to disappear.
Sounds like they're off the grid.
I mean, we got kids, Tom. We get it.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. They just want to disappear for a couple of days.
Just, go off grid for a minute.
Sure.
Yeah, apparently this is what they did because the deputies were able to confirm that they were here. They went to the house that they were staying and talked to some people, and they said, yeah, they were here. They did leave 2 days ago, but they were communicating with someone about their plans on their way home, but apparently it wasn't their daughter.
Nah.
But they did tell somebody. The parents eventually got home and checked in with the kids, and everything was roles reversed, right? Now the kids are like, where are my parents? But, we get these a lot. We get these a lot where people come skiing and they don't, or they go hunting or they go whatever the activity is, and they don't come home on the time they said, and immediately somebody's calling, and it usually launches or it could potentially launch an entire search, a lot of resources. So thank God we always start out with a deputy trying to check things out.
And this couple was found.
They were fine, and they checked in with other than their daughter.
Safe and sound, and she eventually found out. Found property item. Deputies were dispatched to investigate an automatic crash notification on Swan Mountain Road. And this notification is typically sent by cell phones when the GPS detects a severe impact followed by a sudden stop.
This is Sergeant Goldstein with the Summit County Sheriff's Office. Are you related to Brad?
Yes, I am. Do you have his phone?
We do. It looks like it probably fell off your guys' car. Unfortunately, it got run over quite a few times, but I do have the phone.
Fuck.
Okay. Are you somewhere that I can meet up with you and get it back to you guys?
He is at the tennis court.
Okay.
So as you heard, they got a call of a crash notification, which we checked these things out off the iPhones. And, the phone was found in the middle of an intersection, but there was no report of an accident. There was no debris of an accident. There was no evidence of an accident. And the deputy just kept looking around, and there we go, a smashed up, run over iPhone in the middle of the intersection.
And it got run over enough to initiate an emergency.
To initiate the emergency notification. Wow. Isn't that something?
Wild. Nobody was hurt.
Nobody was hurt.
Just
but the phone.
A smashed up phone.
Yeah. And again, the owner's feelings were hurt that he had to go buy a new iPhone.
I bet.
Hopefully it was insured.
Oh, that'd be nice.
Don't leave your phone on your car.
No.
On top of your car.
Always put it in your pocket or somewhere where you know it's going to be. Let's talk about this traffic stop. A deputy observed a truck pulling a trailer on I-70 with the trailer hitch chains dragging, and that causes sparks. And this can be a significant wildfire danger. The deputy initiated a traffic stop.
Yeah, you know, I bring this up only because obviously we're in wildfire season a little early. And last year we had a lot of these reports of chains dragging from trucks, various vehicles that have chains, buses, trucks, vans, that people are not being careful with. And here's one. Luckily, this got caught on video on the dash cam of the deputy's car, which turned out to be a really good public service video, service message, saying, look, be careful of your chains because it's really cool. I mean, this is a podcast, not the video, but seeing the chains drag and sparking and the deputy's pulling the truck over. No fire was started, thank God. They were able to tighten up those chains and get them back up there. But boy, anyone listening that has chains on a vehicle that are on there all the time, you have got to make sure they're secure.
Yeah, tighten up those chains on the trailers.
We do not want our community to burn.
No, it's going to be a long fire season.
Toasty summer.
Deputies were alerted to a bonfire that took place at the B&B Trailhead in unincorporated Breckenridge when morning visitors discovered the aftermath the following day. This area is designated as open space where camping and fires are not permitted.
Yeah, you know, luckily, again, here's people having illegal fires. In the forest, which is not good, and leaving them burning. A lot of times people, Tom, you and I talk about this every summer, all wildfire season, about, you know, you make sure that fire's out. You think it's out, a wind comes, starts that fire back up, lights the forest on fire, we're all in trouble. This one, and usually when those happen, we don't usually find the person who did it. This one, the deputies were able to do enough digging and sniffing around to where they found the person responsible for the fire and wrote them a ticket.
All right.
It was good.
Yeah, very good.
It
indeed.
Was good.
I got a feeling there's going to be a few more of those tickets issued as the summer goes on.
Oh, my gosh. I was talking to high school kids about this the other day.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, about don't go into your usual party
location. Yeah, right.
And light fires.
Yeah.
Somebody
will call.
Who's under 18 in here? The people that raised their hand. I said, so your parents will pay for the fire.
Yeah.
They're like, what?
What? Yeah, huh? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Trespassing. A man in unincorporated Breckenridge reporting an ongoing issue with his neighbors who claimed that they were regularly trespassing on his property. He explained that he has asked his neighbors not to walk on his parking spot and has since been able to see them walking across his parking space on security camera.
Dispatch.
Hi, I've had some problems over the past couple months with neighbors that moved in near me. And I've had the police go talk to them and tell them not to be going through my yard and trust that. They're like, get a sign, so I put up signs. Is there a way to have an officer go over there and trespass my neighbors from walking through my yard?
I think so. Is it happening now?
I've talked to... It just happened. I'm at work. I saw it on my camera. They've all been notified. I've talked to them myself. I've called. I had the officer talk to them.
All right. I will send officers over. Do you know how many people?
Kid already knows, and he doesn't bug me or nothing anymore. He's been pretty polite since I just talked to him myself. But some of the other, it's like a frat house. They come in and out all night. They try to park in my parking spots and get in and out, and they make tons of noise.
Well, just so I can tell them. Officer, what is it that just happened, and where should they go to talk to the people?
Just go to the door, maybe, and it was a guy in a hoodie, in a gray hoodie, that went in, and he had shorts on. Maybe he was out jogging, I don't know. But they've all been notified. There's a sign there that says no trespassing.
Okay, I understand that they've all been notified. That's why, yeah, I understand that. I just, the officers are going to go, and then what? Where are they going to go? Because they're not going to be outside anymore on foot on your yard. But where do they go from your yard? Where do they go?
They're in the next unit. They're all connected in a line. There's like 10 of them.
Okay.
And I mean, I tried to be nice at first and just talk to them about it, but they just got worse. They came at like 6 in the morning, pulled in my parking spot, then I had to put up the no trespassing sign, and it was like, it just made it worse. I was trying to be nice with them.
All right, I'm going to make a note of all of that, and we have dispatched a deputy to go up there, okay?
All right, thank you very much.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Trespassing. People walking in my yard. My parking spot is being
that I'm watching from work.
Yeah, on my camera, on my phone.
So when you listen to it, right, you think like, okay, yard, parking spot,
right.
My house,
yeah.
Right? And you start thinking, someone's trespassing on this guy's house, right?
Sure.
In his yard. They're walking through my yard. Turns out this is an apartment building.
Yeah, it sounds like several units.
Public
commonly
parking lot.
Shared areas.
Yes. But he happens to have a camera on the parking spot that he thinks is his with signs.
Wow.
I just don't know how people like get away with this in it. Like how does the people that run the apartment building
like the HOA or anybody
who,
like that?
Yeah, just the manager, whoever. It's like this is a public. So the deputies get there and they try to explain to the guy like, okay, first of all, this is all common areas. This is a public, you know, this parking lot, you know. There's no, it doesn't have your name on the parking spot.
There's no private ownership involved here.
No one is breaking the law by walking through the parking lot and they happen to walk across your parking space.
Oh, my.
Yeah, it was one of those.
Yeah.
Yeah, and as you can tell by, as he self-claimed on there, is that we've been there a few times.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, time to flag that address.
So what do you tell this guy?
You tell him the same thing you tell him every time.
Right.
Like, this isn't private property. No one has committed a crime. And we're not going to go talk to your neighbors because they really haven't done anything. Which is probably why, as he said, he's admonished them over and over again.
Yeah.
Because the cops keep explaining to him, like, well, we're not going to go knock on the door because they haven't done anything. They're not guilty of anything.
Wow.
You know?
Move on with life.
Listen.
Wow.
It's one of those things you can't make it up.
Yeah, I guess so.
Audio files. You can't make them up.
The Summit County Justice Files. We've got it all here on this podcast. I'm Tom Fricke from Crystal 93, here with Summit County Sheriff Jamie Fitzsimons. And there's a warrant issued while on routine patrol in Wilderness. A deputy noticed a parked vehicle with its door open. A man was leaning out of the vehicle, vomiting onto the parking lot. The deputy stopped to check on the welfare of the individuals in the vehicle. How were they?
You know, in this particular area, you know, we've had a lot of issues with car break-ins, and so we're patrolling those lots often. And as we talk about on the Justice Files here, we come across DUIs often. We're always taking drunk drivers off the road. So when a deputy sees someone in a parking lot with the door ajar, leaning over the seat, and just
hurling,
vomiting everything they have in them, and then some.
Oh, boy. I hope you're not eating breakfast or lunch while you're listening to this podcast, by the way. Sorry if you are.
So the good news is, if there is good news, is the guy was not intoxicated. He really was sick.
Oh, wow.
Pretty, okay. Really sick.
Yeah, I guess.
They got him some medical attention, and while they were getting his name and Ella's information from him, they found out he had warrants for his arrest.
Whoopsie.
You know, and if people don't understand it, like, warrants for arrest are not, you know, there is no discretion on the deputy's part. It is a mandate by a judge to bring someone to
court.
Wait, don't they just magically disappear after a couple of years?
Yeah, people think that, yeah, apparently.
Right? Yeah, obviously.
Oh, my God. But, of course, you know, the deputies made sure this guy got the medical attention he needed, got cleared at the hospital, and then he went and cleared up his warrants. But, I mean, could you imagine just vomiting your brains out? And then the deputy going, and by the way, Tom, when you think you're done dry heaving, when all the liquid is gone, we're going to have to put you in handcuffs.
Right.
Sorry.
Oy.
But well, you want to make sure he's done before you put him in the back seat of your car.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yes. Make sure everything's all cleared out of his system. Oh, boy.
And you really want to make sure.
Yeah.
Boy, no mistakes there.
There was a civil issue. A wilderness man purchased a gun online and had it shipped to a local gun dealer. A day after the gun arrived at the shop, the gun was unable to get a hold of, or the man, rather, was unable to get a hold of the shop owner. So he reported the gun as stolen to deputies.
You can't make this up.
No. Not at all. Too many questions again.
One day, and because the gun owner had not reached out to him, because I'm sure the gun shop owner had nothing else to do.
Sure.
What? Not even 24 hours went by, and the purchaser decided to report the gun stolen.
Wow.
Obviously, the gun wasn't stolen. The gun store owner said, are you kidding me? The kid reported it stolen? Because I haven't had it 24 hours. Yeah. I haven't even had time to check it in yet.
Sure.
You know what I mean?
But there's this a process that has to go through. As you
and I are aware, this is the world we live in, where everything is immediate. Everything is on an app. Everything is tracked. Everything is surveilled. Everything is immediate. I want to know now, and I want to know everything. This is one of those. So the deputy had to explain to the young man, like, it is not appropriate for you to report a gun stolen in the first 24 hours when you know that it's at a legit gun store
right. That
you had it shipped to.
Yeah.
Give the guy a minute to call you back.
Just assume that it was stolen because he didn't call you since...
Because it's not like I tracked it and it never got there.
Yeah.
He knows it got there.
Yeah, right.
Just the guy didn't call him in the first 24 hours.
Yeah. Somebody must have stole it.
Oh, my God.
Oh, it's fine.
It all was fine.
Yeah. Did he get reunited with his gun?
He got reunited with his gun.
Okay.
That gun store owner will probably never
sell him a gun. Yeah. Don't go through me again.
He's flagged.
There's a trespassing item. Security personnel at the Climax Mine reported two cyclists who were trespassing on their property by riding on a private roadway that was clearly marked. Surveillance footage showed the riders passing two separate no trespassing signs, along with additional signs indicating that the road was private property. The cyclists were intercepted by security and escorted back to the entrance.
I work as a security here at Climax Mine. We just caught two bikers that trespassed onto property. They made it pretty deep. We picked them up, and we're bringing them here to the security gate. I like to have them trespassed officially and probably have an officer respond, so I don't know if that's how you guys handle that. This is the first time I've called something like this in.
Are you talking about bicyclists or motorcyclists?
Established vehicle gate with arms that, you know, raise and lower, and plenty of posted signs of no trespassing and, you know, indicating where they're at and the fact that they're on private property. So they bypassed all of that, came onto property and made it pretty far.
All right, I'm going to pass all this on to Summit County Sheriff's deputies.
How you doing?
Good, man. How are you?
Good.
So, which road were they going up?
So, at the bottom of the mountain.
Like opposite the overpass?
Yeah,
bike ride?
Yeah. There's a road that cuts back.
Gotcha.
To our north gate.
Okay.
Yeah. And there are posted signs. There's yellow paint on the ground saying private property.
Yeah.
And stuff like that.
Was the gate down or open?
They're down.
Okay.
And
so they go over it or around it?
They go around it.
Okay.
I have my video pulling up to it and stopping.
Okay.
And quite obviously looking around and deciding whether or not to go.
Sure, sure.
And then they went. So okay. I have them enter. It's pretty obvious.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a security checkpoint.
Yeah. I have some bad news, and he may have already told you, but the mine wants you to be charged with trespass. If it wasn't signed the way it is, I would have some leeway. But as it is, that it's a gate that you guys went around, and it's pretty well marked, I don't really have a lot of leeway. Their reasoning why I tell you, it's because they've had people wander in and then get hit by equipment. So they take the trespassing serious.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I mean, we're happy to defend our case. We were choosing between getting possibly rolled by a dump truck or for sure getting hit by a car.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
it was, that's all.
And were you guys trying to go to Leadville?
Yeah, so yeah, we left for breakfast this morning. Yeah. On vacation, but my teacher's back in Denver.
Okay.
Just wanted to go on a bike ride together.
We haven't rode this area before.
Gotcha.
So we were kind of thinking there'd be a bike path.
So there is.
Bike path goes right into the trail for this mine.
Super counterintuitive. Right. People do ride this, but it's sketchy as.
So yeah, that's the thing. Is like we looked up and people are like, "Oh yeah, it's a great ride, beautiful." I mean, we knew immediately that we were trapped. I mean, we were basically stuck between copper and Leadville.
So they were heading up Fremont Pass. They were taking the bike bike path up as far as you could go to the top of the pass, and it crosses the overpass and drops down, and you have the option to ride up Fremont Pass.
Yes.
Along the road, and then there's the big gate that says no trespassing.
Oh, that one.
With the road that goes to the Climax Mine property, and I'm guessing that's the road that they
that's the road they chose to take.
Yeah.
Spoken like a true local, Tom.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I've been there. I know exactly where they were.
You know, anyone that has lived here for any length of time knows that Climax Mine, one of our big working mines here on the border of us and Lake County, of Summit County and Lake County, the 20 plus years I have been here, they have never messed around with trespassing.
No.
They stop everybody, they detain everybody, and they want everybody cited. For good reason. I mean, it's a dangerous place if you get lost in there.
Mining equipment just rambling around at random, and all of a sudden, here's a pedestrian they didn't expect to see.
That they don't expect to see.
Right.
Because
no
trespassing. Oh, my. Yeah, so this seems to be the podcast of go around the sign and the sign on the gate
sign?
That said no trespassing.
The sign in the
closed
gate.
Oh yeah, I went
gate
around that.
And all those. Okay.
Or I like we rode from Breckenridge. We're not from here. We rode from Breckenridge and we were going to Leadville.
Yeah.
And we never looked at a map or anything. We just decided to ride.
And rode in the wrong areas.
And Highway 91, as we know, is a dangerous road.
Yeah, it is.
But
yeah,
cyclists bomb that road all the time.
All the time.
Whew.
Man, oh man.
Yeah, not me.
Nope, I'll pass on that. I come to the overpass at the top and then turn around and go back down the wreck path.
See?
Yeah.
Yeah, the safe way.
That's the way I go. I don't have any desire to go all the way to Leadville. Sorry.
Oh my God.
I'm going to Leadville, I'm going to drive there.
Yes.
Yeah.
And even that, you're taking a risk.
Exactly. Let's talk about this loitering case. A shop owner called for help when a recently fired employee showed up near the store with signs urging others to boycott the shop. Deputies responded to see if anything criminal was occurring and found that the man was exercising his rights legally and was not committing any crimes.
What's going on?
There is a guy standing out on the corner of Cove Boulevard with a sign. He's a disgruntled ex-employee, and he is stopping cars and causing a bit of a scene right now.
Okay.
I can certainly talk to him, but as far as him standing there with a sign, he's allowed to do that. I'm happy to tell him the same thing. It turns into like a free speech thing as long as he's like alongside the road.
Totally. You know what I mean?
As long as he's basically alongside like a public road, it's kind of fair game. Obviously, like if I would imagine that like where the parking lot is and all these buildings are turns into private property, that's where it could turn into a trespassing thing.
Right.
Right.
So,
okay.
But it seems like he,
at for the
least,
time being,
yeah,
where he's
has,
at.
Yeah, is fair game. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know, and that's all we can,
yeah,
we
yeah.
can do.
And I'll certainly talk to him to make sure that he's aware that, like, you know, don't go onto private property to do this because you could
yeah.
be trespassed.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And I'd appreciate
yeah.
that.
Yeah.
Yeah. He came in screaming at the owners and stuff and
okay.
got let go. And
sure.
He's upset.
Now he's mad.
Course.
Okay. Yeah.
So,
totally.
Yeah.
Totally.
It's you know. Shit happens, but
yeah.
people handle their
yeah.
things
yeah.
differently.
Yeah.
So,
right.
Yeah, it's unfortunate.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
we appreciate
yeah.
you.
Yeah, totally.
It was
nice meeting
you.
So much. Yeah, totally.
People get emotional.
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Likewise, likewise.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thanks, man.
Disgruntled.
Hey, bro, you got a second? You're not in no trouble or nothing. I just want to talk to you for a minute. Is that cool?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay, right on. Okay, so
sign.
Yeah, totally. Yeah, so the called to basically
about
complain
sign,
about
yeah.
you. I told them that where I saw you and I pulled in there, just at the corner there. Totally fair game. You have the freedom of speech. You're
exactly.
not you're not breaking any laws. You're not doing anything wrong.
I'm not even waving or anything.
Yeah, totally, totally,
I'm not
totally,
to draw attention
totally,
to myself.
Totally. You have an axe to
I have a
with
sign,
them.
I'm not
That's
trying to draw
your
attention.
Own MO, right? I just wanted to like kind of. Make sure we're playing by the bounds of the rules, right? I think that where, you know, as long as you're alongside of a road or something, you should be in pretty good
That's
shape.
That's what I was told.
Yeah, totally.
Just don't be on private property.
Correct, correct.
But
yeah,
as
totally.
As, if I'm
totally.
Standing
yeah.
in the ditch
correct.
Until I get up to the where that fence is, basically,
yeah.
the top of that embankment,
correct.
I'm legal.
Yeah, correct.
So,
correct. So just, yeah, I think the biggest thing, obviously, is just probably as soon as you get into the parking lot in front of the stores and stuff,
yeah.
that's probably where it's private property. But I think as long as you're alongside roads and stuff, you're in good shape, though, okay?
Cool.
I appreciate you talking to me, man.
I appreciate
yeah, good
you
luck
guys.
To you. Yeah.
Yeah, maybe instead of waving a sign in front of your former employer, you take that time and go find a new job.
What? That's
I know. That's
crazy.
That's heresy.
Hey,
it's crazy.
It's not that he was trying to draw any attention. He was standing outside of
waving a sign.
The employer that just fired him with a sign boycotting the business. That's not attractive.
No, I don't know. So a disgruntled employee. He
just
was exercising his free speech
exercising
rights.
Exercising his free speech. The deputy
yeah.
just made sure that he understood where the line was and
yeah.
don't go on private property, and we're good.
Store owner is all good with that, then?
Well,
probably not.
So they say.
Right?
Oh, yeah. Okay, great. They
yeah.
were hoping the
awesome.
Deputy cuffed him and stuffed him in a trunk and drove him to jail. That's what they wanted to do.
That's what
Burn
they wanted.
The sign.
Yeah. Can't do that.
But, of course, he's got it. When the deputy tells him the kid's exercising his constitutional rights, they have to go, oh, that yes, of course.
Yeah,
it's great.
Course. Yeah. Well, let's hope that he invest some time into finding a new job. There's a missing person item. A concerned father called in a welfare check on his adult daughter, whom he was unable to reach by phone and could see by tracking her phone that she had not moved from a location on Tiger Road for over 5 hours.
Scary stuff for a parent. Right? Especially up Tiger Road, as we know, it dead ends and then turns
yeah.
into dirt roads, four-wheel
right.
drive roads. It turns out that her and her boyfriend had gone for a little drive.
Mm.
And as we've talked about many times here on the podcast, you know, they look at the snow in front of them and they go, we could drive through that.
Oh, no.
So, and of course, as we always talk about, they don't drive until they start slipping. They drive until, like, their axles are buried. And they go, and all four
oh,
wheels are spinning. And
now
they go,
we're in trouble.
Oh, maybe we shouldn't have come this far. And, of course, it's always when you talk to them, is we were looking for a place to turn around. It's like, really? Were you really trying to? And, of course, you know, you don't call people you know when you're that embarrassed. You call other people.
Sure.
So they had called some other people to try to come and winch them out of where they were at.
Oh, man.
And it took over 5 hours to get a hold. You think she would have just called her dad and said,
right.
hey, I'm really embarrassed. But
yeah.
But no. Instead, she worries her dad and goes, where's my daughter? I'm tracking. I love how he's tracking her phone when she's with her
right.
boyfriend.
Yeah,
right?
I know. Yeah. And I'm thinking it's just some little innocent little canoodling session
if it,
that went bad. Or
if they only had that when my daughter was young.
Right. Oh, man. My daughter, she wouldn't forgive me if I tracked her.
Oh, could you imagine? Oh, my God. Yeah. All is well. Daughter got pulled out. We found her, pulled them out, reunited with dad. Dad felt better, but you know, Tom, you and I are parents. That's scary.
Yeah, it is.
I mean, that's. I would imagine being a parent of young
boys and girls today would be terrifying knowing all the electronic surveillance that's out there. Mm-hmm. And when it doesn't work for you, like this didn't work for him, like when you're like, wait a minute.
Yeah.
That could be pretty scary.
Oh, yeah. Your mind goes off. And you start thinking the worst case scenarios.
Oh, my God. I think about when I was a kid and... When I wouldn't check in, all I would tell my dad was, oh, the payphones were broken.
Yeah.
I couldn't find one that worked.
I didn't have a quarter.
I lost my last dime.
Let's talk about this case. In March, patrol responded to an assault call involving several parties that had occurred on I-70 in an RV. This was a convoluted case due to multiple parties, a motor vehicle accident and a hit and run, and most of the parties in the front range, a couple of hospital visits for the victim. Wow, convoluted. That's a kind word for this one.
Yeah. So this is one that the detectives had worked on for quite a while. I mean, it said, when did it start? It started back in March, so earlier last month, so a couple months. The victim explained to the detectives that she met a male skiing.
Uh-huh.
It's like, I met a guy in a bar. I met a guy skiing. Hey, and he invited her back to his RV.
Oh.
It sounds great so far. Because that's what you should do. When someone says, I'd like you, hey, if you're done skiing, I'd like you to come back to my RV and let's get a nightcap.
We can have a little canoodling session.
You know what I mean? When they got back to the RV, this guy had two of his sisters that were in the RV with him. And they all were, getting comfortable with each other. And as this victim explains it, argument broke out over parenting. Because that's what we argue about.
Parenting.
And the argument escalated to the point where the sisters assaulted her.
Oh, man. Wow.
Resulting in serious bodily injury, including strangulation, traumatic brain injury, and 3 fractured ribs.
Jeez.
Do you think any drugs or alcohol were involved?
No, something like that.
But by the time the woman got beaten, she jumped in her car and took off, and where it said an accident, hit and run, as she's taken off, she smacks into the car that's coming by. So now she's in an accident.
Oh, man.
This became convoluted and hard because none of these people lived in the county. They all lived down in the Front Range, down in Denver area. Of course, nobody then wants to participate in the investigation, including the victim, when things are this convoluted. But ultimately, arrest warrants were issued for the two women for second-degree assault, third-degree assault, criminal mischief. And they were arrested and placed into custody and brought back into Summit County and stayed in our jail.
Wow.
So all's it turned out okay. But, just remember, any story that starts out, I met a guy skiing and he invited me back to his RV, don't do it.
It's not going to end
don't
well.
Don't do it.
It's not going to end well at all.
Oh, my God. How that isn't a clue.
Yeah.
Come on, Tom. Let's go back to my RV.
There's a false reporting case. In February, patrol took an initial report in which the victim explained someone else provided his information on a traffic stop, resulting in a warrant for the victim.
Yeah, this was interesting. We come across these once in a while where it's usually a relative, like brothers, cousins, stuff like that. Sisters will do it to each other. They'll use their brother's identity to get out of something, and then that brother gets a warrant out for their arrest. And almost like trying to unscrew your credit. If you've ever known someone who's had their identity stolen, their credit stolen, it's almost just as bad, if not worse, in the court system, in the criminal justice system. Someone steals your identity or uses your name and then all of a sudden jacks up all these criminal charges. To try to unwind that is so hard. Luckily for this person, our detectives were able to work with them and
was able to help them work through this through the criminal justice system, get it unwound, and then found the person that used his name.
Oh, wow.
Living in Florida.
Really?
And issued an arrest warrant and had the guy arrested.
So did they know each other, related or anything? Do we know?
Turns out they knew each other. Okay. This was a friend situation rather than a relative. It would be like me using your name. Oh, yeah, my name's Tom Fricky.
Yeah.
And then, of course, I don't show up to court, and there's a warrant issued for Tom Fricky.
For Tom Fricky. Yeah. Oh, gosh.
And you're sitting there with your girlfriend that you met on the ski slope in your RV.
Canoodling.
With the detectives knocking on the RV door.
Let's talk about this criminal mischief incident at Shops in January. Patrol took an initial report in which the victim said he had parked his vehicle at the county Shops to begin work at the summit stage. He came out and observed his vehicle was keyed.
Yeah, the victim explained that he had had an argument with a coworker who had since been fired for other policy violations. Shocking.
Wow.
And the detectives were able to go to the tapes, you know, the surveillance tapes around that area there, and actually caught the guy on video keying this guy's car. So issued a arrest warrant for him and was able to find him. But you know, there's so much argument or discussion out there, heated discussion about surveillance, about video cameras, about
the flock cameras are spying on me.
Oh my God! But I mean, we solve more cases with cameras of all kinds, including flock.
Right.
That it baffles me how the conspiracy theory end of these, like, oh no, there's a Big Brother surveilling you. Right. You know what I mean?
Meanwhile, I'm going to put in all my information on my phone and sign up for this account, and you can track me everywhere I go. It's like, oh, that's not surveillance. Yeah. Like, yeah.
Or I'm going to put every address I go to into my GPS.
Yeah.
And you're going to know everywhere I went. So when you go, Tom, did you go to 123 Main Street at 6 o'clock?
Oh, like, no, I didn't do that.
What?
Really, GPS Tom? Because, says otherwise.
Because your RV showed parked at the bottom of that ski lift.
Right. It just never ends. We always have the fun stories to talk about. That is a wrap for this episode of the Summit County Justice Files. I'm Tom Fricky from Crystal 93 here with Summit County Sheriff Jamie Fitzsimons. And remember, knowledge is power. And a little laughter along the way doesn't hurt either.
Yeah, just so we're clear, our coverage doesn't include every crime. We leave out the most serious and sensitive cases, and all suspects are presumed innocent until proven guilty in a court of law. With that said, stay safe, stay informed, and if you're thinking about committing a crime, well, don't do it. It never ends well, and you might just end up as our next feature.
This is the Summit County Justice Files, and until next time, hang in there. This is where law meets laughs, and justice always has the final say. And you can also find the Summit County Justice Files online on the Summit County Sheriff's Office website. That web address is summitsheriffcolorado.gov. And as always, Summit County Sheriff Jamie Fitzsimons, thank you for your service.
Thank you, Tom.